פרק ג' משנה חס. Oyo metamer lemeisim kol yom menu chayv la'achas. This is a continuation of the previous mishnah. Person does the same aver multiple times with one warning, only one malchus. Amar l'altatam altatama. He did it multiple times, and in between each time, he told, warned him again, don't do metam yourself. We're talking about a koyin or a nozer who's not allowed to metam himself and meisim. Since he was warned in between each act, he gets a malchus speech one independently. He's a nozer who's not allowed to shave himself. Or it could be also another case would be if a person was megalech with a razor blade. They warned him in between each time he was megalech, another time, don't do it, and he did it again. He gets malchus for each one. If he's wearing kilayim, shatnes, kol ayoyim, menachayv el achas. You see, a chiddush, the kilayim is considered lav sheyesh boi mais. It's considered you're doing an act by wearing it. And therefore you're eligible to get malchus. Amrulo, they said, al tilbash. Don't continue to wear it. V'poishit v'loivish. So here's mashal, the chiv is when he puts it on. Because I could have said he was just wearing it the entire time. He gets malchus for each time. You have to have poishit v'loivish, because in order to get malchus, you have to do an act. So since, even though he's being over the entire time, but that's what one would say. The truth is that has to do with some type of I might say, I think the police can say that even if he left it on himself enough time to take it off and put it back on again, that's good enough. In other words, it has to be considered another Maisa Levisha. Maisa Levisha doesn't have to be done by a physical act, but it has to be a certain amount of time that was on him. That's enough to him.